Title: Arrange Old School DNB Fill Using Session View to Arrangement View in Ableton Live 12 Advanced. Alright, let's build and arrange old school drum and bass fills the way it actually gets done fast. You perform them in Session View like an instrument, then you capture that energy into Arrangement View, and only then you do the surgical edits that make it sound intentional and record ready. This is advanced, so I'm assuming you already know your way around drum rack or slicing a break, and you're comfortable with Session View launching. The goal today is groove control. Not just a fill, but fills that speak the jungle language. Snare rushes, break re-triggers, little stop-start moments, and that pitchy fall into the next phrase. First, quick session prep. Set your tempo to the classic pocket, anywhere from 170 to 174 BPM. If you want a safe default, choose 172. That's a sweet spot where rolls feel fast, but you can still hear the swing. Now set global quantization to 1 bar. That gives you structure when you launch scenes. But here's the important mindset. Global quantization is the guardrail, not the rule. Your fill clips will override it when you need faster inserts. Create 3 tracks. Track 1 is drums main. That's your steady loop, your anchor. Track 2 is fills. This is where the fill palette lives, separate from the main groove so you can get wild without destroying the backbone. Track 3 is impacts or effects. Reverse cymbals, noise zips, big hits, whatever you want to punctuate transitions. Optional track 4 is SUB or bass, because a huge part of making fills feel heavy is how they interact with the low end. We'll automate dips later. Now build the foundation groove. On drums main, make a 1 or 2 bar clip. I recommend 2 bars if you want that classic break phrasing, but 1 bar is fine if the loop is strong. Use a break or a break layer approach. A really common modern old school hybrid is Amen slices for character, plus a clean kick and snare reinforcement for punch. That way you get the dirt and attitude of the break, but the system still gets a solid transient. Now swing. Open the groove pool and try something like swing 16-65, or an MPC-ish groove. Keep the amount in the 20-35% range. Enough to make it roll, not enough to turn it into a stumble. Advanced teacher note here, don't obsess yet. If it's 80% right, stop. The magic today comes from performance and phrasing, not from over-perfecting a 2-bar loop. For the drum's main device chain, keep it stock and disciplined. Start with EQ8. High pass around 25-35 Hz to clean sub-rumble. If it's boxy, dip a touch around 250-400. Then drum bus. A little drive, maybe 5-15%. A tiny bit of boom if you need weight, but be careful, because fills get busy and boom can blur things. Crunch stays low for now. Then glue compressor. Gentle. 2-1 ratio, attack around 3-10 milliseconds so transient still poke through, and release on auto or around 0.1-0.3 seconds. You're aiming for maybe 1-3 dB of gain reduction max. Cool. The main groove stays steady. The fills are going to talk over it. Now the key move, build a fill palette in Session View. Go to the fills track and create multiple clips, each clip being a different type of fill. Think of this track like a drummer's right hand. It jumps in, does something flashy, and gets out. Also, set launch behavior intentionally. If a fill is meant to fire as a one-shot and complete its phrase, use trigger. If it's meant to be held, like a stutter or a gated re-trigger, use gate so it only plays while you're holding it down. And remember, clip quantization is your secret weapon. You can keep global quantization at 1 bar for scenes, while your fill clips can be 1/2 bar, 1/4, or even none if you want dangerous DJ cut vibes. Let's build fill clip A, the half-bar snare rush. The tatted at energy. Make a MIDI clip that's half a bar long. Program snare hits on 16THS, but at the very end, add a quick 30-second burst. That little acceleration is the classic ramp-up that makes it feel like a drummer pushing into the turnaround. Now shape velocity. Start around 70 and ramp up toward 110. When people say it feels fast, often they're responding to velocity and tone movement, not the note grid. For extra authenticity, add movement on the fills track. Drop an auto filter on the fills track and automate the cutoff during the rush. For example, start brighter around 8K and close down toward 2K by the end. That gives you that telephone-ish, pitch-through mixer vibe, and it prevents the rush from sounding like a static machine gun. Now clip settings. Set clip quantization to 1/2 bar so it can drop in quickly. And legato is optional. Turn legato on only if you want to be able to catch the rush mid-bar, and have it sink into what's already moving. If you want it to always start clean from the top, leave legato off. Fill clip B, the 1-bar break re-trigger. The jungle cut up. This one is all about tension right before the phrase flips. Use break slices in simpler slice mode or drum rack full of slices. Make a 1-bar MIDI clip and program a couple of retrigger notes on beat 4. Then add a tiny pullback moment, a 16th note hit that lands just before the expected snare. That early hit creates a little tripwire feeling. In old jungle edits, that's gold. Now add beat repeat on the fills track. Set interval to 1 bar. Set grid to 1/8 or 1/16. Keep chance around 20-35% if you want it to feel alive, or automate chance to 100% only for the final moment if you want it guaranteed. Teacher tip. Map beat repeats repeat and chance to macros. Anything you can perform with one hand and record, as automation later will save you time in arrangement. Fill clip C. A 2-bar tom and snare roll with a pitfall. This is proper rave DNA. Make a 2-bar clip. Alternate tom hits on offbeats with snare ghosts in between. Don't overthink the notes. The feeling comes from the roll and the pitch movement. Add shifter after the fill sound. Set it to pitch mode. Automate a fall over the last half bar, like -2 down to -7 semitones. Keep it musical. Small moves feel more vinyl and less EDM. Optional. Add a short dark reverb. Decay around 0.6 to 1.2 seconds. Low cut up around 300 to 600, high cut around 6 to 10k. The point is space, not wash. Fill clip D. Stop start punctuation. The old trick where the room goes silent for a blink, then you slam a hit. Create a 1-bar clip on the fills track that's mostly empty, and just place a crash and snare at the end. Then, on drums main, you need a fast mute. The clean method is put a utility on drums main and automate gain from 0 dB down to minus infinity for an 8th note or a quarter note, then right back up. The even faster performance method is mapping track mute and playing it live. It's risky, but it captures real DJ energy. And yes, you can record that into arrangement. Now scene design, because phrasing matters. Make 3 scenes. Scene 1 is drop A, bars 1 through 8. It's mostly your main groove. Fills are sparse. Maybe one small snare rush to hint that something's cunning. Scene 2 is drop a variation, bars 9 through 16. Same groove for a slight variation, but now you allow fill B or fill C to show up at the end of phrases. Scene 3 is the pre-drop or turnaround. Maybe you filter the main drums, and you lean on fill D plus impacts. Advanced optional move, follow actions on the fill clips. You can make them rotate to other or next after one play. That gives you controlled chaos. But don't do it until your clips are solid, because it's easy to generate randomness that sounds like an accident. Now we record the performance into arrangement view. This is the moment where a lot of people do it backwards. They start drawing fills in arrangement and then wonder why it feels stiff. We're doing the opposite. Perform first, edit second. Arm recording on drums main, fills and FX. Before you record, one coach note. Consider doing this in 2 passes on purpose. Pass 1. Only scene changes. No fills, just capture the arrangement structure cleanly. Pass 2, only fills and FX on top of the same structure. This gives you way more control later. You can comp fills without redoing the whole drop. Also, disable record quantization or keep it very light. Hard record quantize can sterilize jungle rushes. You want the push and drag, you can tighten later. Hit global record on the transport. Launch scene 1, let it run, then perform. Trigger fill A about half a bar before the phrase ends. Use fill B at the end of a longer phrase, like bar 15 into 16. Try fill D as a hard cut into the next section. Stop when you've got at least 16 bars. Press tab, go to arrangement view, and there it is, your performance, captured with all the timing nuance and those macro moves you recorded. Now the pro part. Tighten and print. First, consolidate key moments. Pick your best fill region, like bars 15 to 16, and consolidate with Command or Control J. Now you've got a manageable clip that represents that moment. Then micro-edit for old-school snap. This is where you earn the groove. Nudge a couple ghost hits slightly late, like 5 to 12 milliseconds. Not everything, just a couple notes. That tiny drag can make the fill feel like a real drummer leaning back. If you committed a groove earlier, keep it consistent. If not, do manual micro-timing here, where you can see the whole phrase and make choices that serve the arrangement. Next, create impact space with low-end management. Old-school fills hit harder when the low-end breathes. During the last quarter bar of the fill, automate a bass dip. Utility gain down 2 to 6 dB is enough, or dip low shelf around 60 to 120 Hz with EQ8. This is one of those it suddenly sounds pro moves, because it creates space for the fill transient and makes the drop feel like it comes back bigger, even if your peak level never changes. Now, optional but powerful. Print the fill to audio. Create a new audio track called Resample Fills. Set input to resampling. Record the fill region. Once it's audio, you can do classic jungle moves quickly. Reverse the last hit. Do a hard fade. Chop out a tiny gap or warp it with beats mode for choppy urgency. Or texture mode for smeary micro stutters, but only for a moment, or it'll turn into mush. One arrangement upgrade idea that keeps you sane. Create two dedicated lanes. A fill audio print lane, where your resampled moments live. And a fill control lane, where automation lives, like filter cutoff, beat repeat chants, utility ducks, and reverb bursts. That way your drum track stays readable and you can swap printed fills without destroying your control automation. Now final glue on the drum group. Group drums main, fills, and effects. Put a saturator first with soft clip on. Drive 1 to 4 dB, that's just to thicken and unify. Then a glue compressor doing 1 to 2 dB reduction. Gentle. Then a limiter only as safety, sealing around minus 0.8 dB. Don't smash it. DNB needs transient bite or it stops sounding fast. Common pitfalls to avoid while you're doing all this.